This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunny and hot through next Friday, which would bring us to the 19th of September. No tropical weather forecast at all, so we'll keep taking it a week at a time, right? Yesterday, Mayor Cantrell appeared in federal court and pled not guilty. Dane Cialino joins us now, professor of law at Loyola, to talk about it. How you doing, Dane?
Just fine, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Is what happened yesterday with the mayor, as far as these things go, relatively routine?
Absolutely routine. Nothing out of the ordinary happened at all. She appeared to the lawyer, waived the reading of the indictment, entered a not guilty plea, and then the judge moved on to issues about bond and pretrial release, and then it was over.
When it comes to the fact that she had to surrender her passport, was that surprising at all?
No, that's a very standard operating procedure in federal court for someone charged with serious felony crimes to have to give up the opportunity for international travel. And then her travel was restricted to the Eastern District of Louisiana, which is essentially southeastern Louisiana, during the pendency of the charges. Now, having said that, this magistrate judge will grant her liberal leave to travel if she demonstrates any need to do so for her responsibilities as mayor. I would imagine after her term ends, it'll be less liberally granted. But for now, I can't imagine any of this, any of these charges are going to practically impair her ability to carry out her duties as mayor.
What was the deal about you can meet with employees, but you can't discuss the case? Is that realistic, or do defendants take that very seriously? And it's like, okay, I understand. The judge told me I'm not about to get involved in this.
Yeah, it's a condition of pretrial release. If you violate that condition, then that then her bail could be revoked, and she could be sent to jail pending trial. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean that she can't prepare for trial. Of course, she can meet with witnesses with her lawyer present. And it's just an effort to make sure that there's no efforts to intimidate or otherwise improperly influence witnesses.
Do you have to post bail in something like this or not? Or was she released on her own?
Well, typically you do, but the judge accepted just a recognizance bond, essentially her promise to show up at all court hearings and at trial to release her. So, and again, in a case like this, that's what I would expect. She's a very high, very, very high profile person. And if she were to disappear for a couple of days, I think everyone would know.
Given the history, maybe not. I just had to get that in there because you never know. She was going out of town a lot, but of course she can't travel now. When it comes to procedures in the courtroom, and I know you've represented people in federal court before, I see in the story here that she looked the prosecute whoever of the charges, and the U.S. attorney made eye contact with him. Do you tell defendants how to conduct themselves in court, or does it really matter at this stage or not?
Well, ones who aren't prone to behave, you tell them just to sit there, be quiet, and let's just get through this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can't help themselves. So here, what the mayor did, just looking at the prosecutors, nothing unusual, and certainly nothing that was disruptive of the court proceedings.
But I guess at this point, what I was asking is, it's different than at the trial, right? At the trial, first of all, do you know if she's going to have a jury trial or a judge trial? Do we know yet?
I would expect that she's going to have a jury trial. It's very rare to see a judge trial. For a judge trial, both the defense and the prosecution have to agree to waive a jury, and it's a little different from state court. But if one perceives an advantage with the judge, the other sees it as going to not consent to it. So it's very rare to see.
She would do better, I would think, with a jury than a judge, right?
Well, it depends on the jury. That's always the case. It always depends on the jury. If she gets one of the cardinal rules of jury selection is you want a jury that's like your client. And if she gets jurors who are sympathetic to her, obviously she's got a much better chance than if she gets a more hostile group of jurors.
Yeah, that was a poorly phrased question, I guess, when it comes to the strategy of deciding whether to go with a judge or a jury trial. You never know about the jury, but as it stands now, you would think she would do better with a jury than a judge?
I would think so. Yeah. I think she's got a very tough case in either event, but I would expect that if this matter goes to trial, it's going to be a jury trial.
I wanted to start with the latest, and then we'll work back. When we come back, we'll talk about what exactly she's charged with, 11 counts, and this has anything to do with, I guess people sometimes think that it has to do with having an affair, but it's not about having an affair. Is not illegal in federal court, right? In against any, or I guess in any law at all. If you cheat on your husband or have an affair with anybody, whatever, I got to parse my words here, but having an affair, generally speaking, is not illegal, is it?
It is not. And that is the mischaracterization about this case that we've heard from several, including former Mayor Nagin. No, this is not a case about an affair. That's certainly the underlying motive for what's charged in the indictment. But what's charged in the indictment is essentially misappropriation of government funds by having Mayor Cantrell sign off and be a co-conspirator in Officer Vappi's conduct, which involved getting paid for work he didn't do.
Let me phrase it this way before we go to the break. If they had an affair, just to be clear to the public, and they had not involved the city at all with overtime or money or travel or anything else, she would not be where she is today or yesterday, right?
Exactly.
Okay, let's pick it up. We come back. Dane Cialino, our guest, will talk about the 11 counts. When we return and what's likely to happen between now and then and a possible trial date, it is 6:20. Time for traffic now on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind.
behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, talking about Mayor Cantrell's appearance in federal court yesterday. Dane, I know you've read the indictment. You're a professor of law, and I thought it'd be interesting to look at this and go kind of rewind the tape and say, okay, Mayor Cantrell, here's what you charged with, and let's go back. Stop right there. If you don't do that, you don't get charged with this. Can we do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's the crux of the indictment is fraud that involves the false request for pay from the city by Mr. Vacby, saying that he was on duty when he was really involved in an affair with the mayor and not working.
So that's that's him. What about her? Where does she get involved in this?
Well, she's a co-conspirator. She, in fact, approved some of the time sheets when the time reported on those sheets was false, had not been worked, and she was just involved in the planning and plotting and execution of the scheme to defraud the city.
So, if she's involved with Officer Vapi. And she says, again, going back to stop, you're not going to get in trouble if you don't do this. If he comes to her with timesheets, I don't know how it happened. The charge is conspiracy that they both got together and said, look, and I'm just paraphrasing this here, basically that, look, we'll spend time together and we'll get the city to pay for our trips is basically what the charge is?
Basically, and not just trips. Some of the time was spent in the city and, of course, as it was well publicized at the Patalba Apartments. So, and there's lots of factual allegations in the allegation that the mayor knew it was wrong. And then, of course, there are a set of charges with the cover-up where she allegedly obstructed justice by deleting WhatsApp messages and other text messaging on her phone, where she lied to the FBI. And, that's, of course, the after-the-fact charges. And then the often not-discussed charge is the charge that's really more like a typical governmental corruption case. It involves permitting, that she was involved with a contractor who was getting electrical permits fraudulently, and that she received something of value for helping him get his permits.
And that's separate and distinct from the Vapi thing, right?
It is. And that's a classic kind of a governmental corruption kickback type allegation. And again, not many people talk about that. It's more complicated and not as interesting as the affair-related charges and the cover-up charges.
But that would seem the more serious to me, is it?
Well, it depends on the loss amount and mm-hmm. from a sentencing standpoint. And I'm not sure it's more serious given the numbers involved with Vapi's fraud, which exceeds $70,000. Mm-hmm. So, and then also, of course, the obstruction of justice and lying to the FBI charges are fairly serious. So it's a... It's an unusual indictment because most of it, of course, is premised on, or at least motivated by an affair. But the charges involving the electrical contracting and permitting is more run-of-the-mill governmental corruption.
She's in a heap of trouble. Accurate?
Anytime anybody gets indicted in federal court, they're in a heap of trouble. Mm-hmm. Many defense lawyers firmly believe that you win or lose a federal criminal case by avoiding indictment. Once you're indicted, often the die is cast, and it's very difficult to win a trial.
Differences between, because I know you've handled both, differences between handling a case in federal court and state court?
In federal court, the FBI and other federal investigating agencies do a a tremendous job in gathering evidence and doing their investigation, like they climbing through or crawling through the phones and electronic devices of both the mayor and Vabbi took no doubt hours and hours and days and months. And that's just not the kind of investigation that NOPD or JPSO is really set up to do as thoroughly as the forensic investigators at the FBI. So, yeah, you're going to be dealing with better investigators. You're going to be dealing with court dockets that aren't snarled with other cases. So the cases are going to move along fairly expeditiously. You've got seasoned prosecutors who are there as career lawyers, not passing through as sometimes you see in DA's offices. So, yeah, all around, it's a tougher venue for criminal defendants to deal with.
Real quick, I know I've heard it said in state court they don't want to go to trial. They want to reach a settlement to avoid going to trial or some kind of plea arrangement. Is that the case in federal court or not?
Yeah, that's everywhere. That's okay. Civil cases, criminal cases, everywhere. And, of course, the government would love to get this resolved and a guilty plea. But as of now, from what we heard on the steps of the courthouse from Mayor Cantrell's lawyers, this is a case that at the moment is headed for trial.
All right. Thank you, Dane. Appreciate it. As always, we'll take a break. Talk to Mike Strain. Time now, WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.